My name is Henry. I'm from Western Massachusetts. All of this has to do with primarily the round table. I find it rather repetitive. Every day, liar, liar, liar. That's all I hear attributed to President Trump. And Russia, Russia, Russia. Impeach, impeach, impeach. And I find that very disrespectful towards any president, whether it's Barack Obama. Certainly disrespectful to the respective wives of Barack Obama and Donald Trump, and certainly disrespectful to their children. And now here enters Mika Brzezinski and Joe Scarborough. When you call something petty and inconsequential, well, that is Mika Brzezinski and Joe Scarborough, petty and inconsequential. And that's what happens when you're in the news business and you want to become part of the news, which they do desperately. And in terms of Mika Brzezinski and Joe Scarborough calling the president of the United States a liar, here we go again. One need only look to the next stool and greet Brian Williams.
Hi, my name is John Sinikowski. I'm calling from Gloversville. I just wanted to compliment, I believe it's Ray Graff, on being brave enough to not follow the party line and at least say something positive about the, or hopeful, or reasonable about the President of the United States. It's, everything from revolution to silver bullets have been mentioned, and you know, this is the President of the United States, whether Allen and his people like it or not. You know, this is the United States of America. We have a choice. I just think it was very brave of Ray Graff to be the only person I've ever heard speak out at all reasonably about the current president.
Hi, this is William McKnight from West Hurley, New York. I was just listening to John Faso on the radio with Alan Shartok, and I find his comment that there was not enough money for Medicaid, there was they couldn't afford it. I find that to be kind of disingenuous, because he doesn't mention the fact that he wants to give billionaires and millionaires huge tax cuts. That's why the money's coming out of the Medicaid expansion. It has nothing to do with unaffordability.
Larry Byrne from Helen, New York. Thank you for that piece on Greg Allman on Tuesday the 4th. He started off with that song from the Laid Back album, and gee, it took me right back to 74 when I was in Korea. He had that 8-track in My Name Is Day Room, and my buddies and I were always listening to it. Thanks for bringing back some great memories of some great friends.